Greg the Shed here. The new Lawnmower 4.0 is the perfect tool for your grooming experience. Today, I'm...
Georgia, right in the eye of them all, I want you. In my arms, I'll let me hold you. I'll never let you go again like I did or used to say. I would never. Georgia pulled me in, I asked to love her. Once again you fell, I caught you. I'll never let you go again like I did.
Said I would never fall unless it's you I fall into. I was lost within the darkness, but then I found her. I found you,
hello everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Area Catskill Hudson, and on the website wavefarm.org. It is Clubhouse Radio, and I am your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Shaw Money.
And today we have a low-key chill day. We got the my microphone fell. Technical difficulties, if you consider that, because it's technically a difficulty. But that being said, we gave the wheel a name. It was like Shuffle Smackdown. That's what it was.
Shuffle Smackdown.
Something like that, right? But the concept is simple. We have a bunch of characters from a bunch of different universes, like Marvel, DC, animes like Dragon Ball, Naruto, cartoons like Adventure Time. So it's really anything goes, and it's pretty cool. We got like Pokemon on there, you know, all the beloved childhood series.
Gotta catch 'em all.
And with that being said, we will play you into the news and weather and another song.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Meg Britton Mellis reports in the Berkshire Eagle that after a drought, floods, smoke, heat, and spongy moth this summer, Pittsfield has two documented cases of mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus in recent weeks. And members of the city's Board of Health want to spray pesticides to reduce the population of mosquitoes, but the city council voted in 2021 to stop allowing truck-mounted spraying to control mosquitoes. Chris Horton, director of the Berkshire Mosquito Control Project, said the July flooding led to many more mosquitoes. Horton said, and I quote, "We're still doing larval control everywhere, but when the Housatonic River flooded, that was, we couldn't even have access to the area and mosquitoes were already coming off. The water was too deep to go through and put the larvicide in, end quote. The Board of Health is now asking the Pittsfield City Council to meet on the mosquito issue. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Brian Campbell reports at New York State of Politics that on August 3rd, Governor Kathy Hochul announced $12 million for scientific ideas on electric vehicles as New York transitions away from polluting fossil fuels. The money is for the development and demonstration of innovative, replicable solutions that advance electric vehicle adoption and the integration of electric vehicles with the electric grid and for better hydrogen fuel cell technologies. Hochul said, and I quote, "As New York continues to advance towards a zero-emission future, it's imperative that we continue to improve the affordability of clean transportation ownership as we scale up a resilient and reliable energy grid. This $12 million initiative offers an innovative way to do both, exploring and supporting options for vehicle charging infrastructure that also provides energy back to the grid. We are committed to making it possible for both residents and companies to transition to owning and charging electric vehicles, building a greener future for all," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Ben Mitchell reports for News 10 in Albany that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation hosts the 12th annual Great Hudson River Estuary Fish Count on August 5th at sites along the Hudson River Estuary. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "The annual fish count event provides a great opportunity for New Yorkers and visitors to get outdoors or go online and learn about the many fish species that live and thrive in the Hudson River. With sites from New York Harbor to Cohoes, there are many places for young and old alike to participate in this year's event," end quote. Seine nets, minnow traps, rods, and reels are used to catch fish that are counted and released. The state has set up the Great Hudson River Estuary Fish Count website for more information. Read more about this story at News 10 Albany. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 4th. Local early morning temperatures range from 62 degrees in Tannersville to 67 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 69 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be still hanging out at medium. Today will be rainy with a high of 79 degrees at 3 p.m. The afternoon gets stormy and dies down after dark and comes to an end by midnight. We will see a low of 61. Tomorrow will be warm, dry, and sunny with a high of 82. It should feel pretty nice because the dew points will be in the 50s, keeping it from feeling too humid. Overnight we get 58 degrees, and that takes us into a very similar Sunday with a high of 83, still dry and sunny. Monday, rain comes back and gives us a high of 82. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:30 a.m., low tide at 12:18 a.m. High tide comes back at 6:09 p.m., and that's it. and those times are for Hudson. Today's river temperature will be 76 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 7:59 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:48 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 10%. Plasma winds will be slow at 343 kilometers per second with a thin density of 3 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark, then fair below 60 MHz overnight. There are no chances of aurora. The current sunspot number is 124. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
She said she don't want no scrub. Kiss me. Guess we got a bag. She been tryna f*** with us. She stuck up on the gang like a sticker. She wants to miss the fame. We just tryna get richer. She said like, ooh, what's up? Let me kick it with you. I'm with the gang. Who you bringing with you? And I ain't tryna know your name. I ain't tryna kiss you. And after this, I might just forget you. She like, when you finna pull up on me, hit the door. She said she wants some Fendi, Chanel, and Louis Vuitton. Her man Matt, he say he tryna get it on. I got a chopper on me, don't get hit up for a brawl. Her best friend know all of the words to my song. She said she fell in love, said she finna get involved. These pick and choose, and that's why they getting tossed. They hate to see me win and love to see me take a loss. And I know she don't really, really just tryna get richer. No cash, now she claiming that she stuck with me. I be in the car like a bug 50. Shorty never held me down, so she never getting off. Look, she said she don't want no scrub. But since we got a bag, she been tryna f*** with us. She stuck up on the gang like a sticker. She wants to miss the fame, we just tryna get richer. She said like, ooh, what's up, let me kick it with you. Look, I'm with the gang, who you bringing with you? And I ain't tryna know your name, I ain't tryna kiss you. Look, And after this, I might just forget you. Yeah, yeah, she get lit, and she gon' let me hit. The type to run your pockets, tryna make you spend a break. You ever seen a dance, she do better on it. I pull up with my mans, and she put up with a. I know they only want me, cause they heard I'm getting rich. She love to send me pictures of her. My cousin say he clips, say he met her on the strip. So I know she be, and I know she gon' do the click. And I ain't loving, I'ma sit and take a sip. I'm calling up these hundreds, I ain't worried about a. Look. And I ain't loving, I'ma sit and take a shit. I'm calling up these hundreds, I ain't worried about it. Look, she said she don't want no scrub. But since we got a bag, she been tryna f*** with us. She stuck up on the gang like a sticker. She wants a Mr. Fame, we just tryna get richer. She said like, who what's up, let me kick it with you. Look, I'm with the gang, who you bringin' with you? And I ain't tryna know your name, I ain't tryna kiss you. Look, and after this, I might just forget you.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, and on the Wave Farm website, wavefarm.org. I am your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Snow Money.
And today, we got some songs for you. We've been on a music kick recently. At least I have. I've been finding a bunch of music. And, you know, Shah, he's always into music. He always got that good music, too. And we also have the Wheel of Random Characters that we're going to make fight each other. See, I forgot the name, so I just went
you
and
already forgot
the
wheel's name?
Yes. I think it's, like...
Shuffle Showdown.
Shuffle Showdown. That's a fire name. Okay.
Mid at best.
Okay, I see how it is.
I'll play it.
If we really wanted to get meta, we could get a wheel of names and then pick a name from the wheel.
Oh, like a wheel, like a wheel of like actual people?
No, like names of Shuffle Showdown.
Oh, that makes
sense. You want to get meta?
Do you want to start the wheel spin now?
Yeah, we can hit the wheel spin.
One, two.
We added some new characters three. From, like, Legend of Zelda. Who else we got?
Let's see. We got Ben 10, Avatar, Finn and Jake.
Ooh.
Jotaro Kujo.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
From JoJo's.
Yeah, JoJo.
Okay. We're going to say he's at his peak. He can stop time for 5 seconds. He got Star Platinum with all of his abilities. He's not nerfed.
One, two, three.
And Jotaro Kujo from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure will be fighting...
Dang. John Wick. I thought it was going to be Goku for a second.
John Wick. I'm sorry, but like John Wick can't even see stands. He's gonna get ripped apart.
Nah, he take well. Let's see.
We giving him a new opponent or new people?
New opponent.
Okay.
That's crazy. He gets Vegeta.
Alright, what Vegeta are we talking here? How about Saiyan Saga?
Thinking more like beginning of Super.
Beginning of Super Vegeta, I think, dominates. I don't know, because, like, if you... Hit kind of killed him with his time skip. Not killed him, but, like, destroyed him in that tournament.
Maybe.
And Jotaro... But Jotaro doesn't know how to use ki, but at the same time, see? Vegeta can't see stands.
But...
Ooh.
Aren't stands, like, as fast as light or something? Or, like, somewhere along that border?
Yeah, especially Jotaro's. And it is faster than light, you could say, because it stops time.
So
it's infinite time per second.
I think...
And if you stop time, does Vegeta's ki even do anything? Because you can just go right through it.
Nah, because if Goku could see through its time skip, that means Vegeta can too.
How much would you attribute that to his martial arts training or actual power?
I would say Vegeta's pretty good fighter.
He is a good fighter. He definitely learns. He's trained with Yardradians.
But this is like the beginning of Super.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want to give him that. But he's still just so powerful. I don't see Jotaro destroying the planet in any other way than like...
Is Jotaro in the power level of gods.
No, I don't think it could even destroy a planet. So, we have a tiebreaker here. Or, not a tiebreaker, but just another lovely voice coming in to wage their opinion.
Ooh, we're DJ's also here. By the way, I didn't introduce myself earlier. I was in the room. I didn't introduce myself. And I apologize. I heard it was Vegeta.
Yeah, Vegeta versus
Jotaro.
Jojo.
The one that goes...
Exactly. Only thing he's got is he can stop time.
No, wait, he can't. Oh, yeah, I forgot he can. Didn't he beat... Yeah.
I don't see him destroying a planet like Vegeta could with, like, a finger.
Oh, no. Let's see. I honestly think that Vegeta would win.
Yeah, I think so too.
Vegeta in what state? I'm talking.
Beginning of super. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this man knows Super Saiyan Blue. He's good.
He's a god.
But then again, when he fought Hit, who also knew time skipping.
Yep, I brought the same
Hit
thing up.
Kind of beat that man's behind.
My thing is,
but it's like, what
Goku?
What Vegeta do you think Jotaro Kujo would reasonably beat? And if, where's the cutoff? I think that's a better way of solving this question.
I think he washes Vegeta. Nah, because even...
I think anything after the Namek Saga, Vegeta owns.
But you gotta realize, they don't usually fight people who can...
Stop time.
Fly and sit there and shoot you from 1,000 feet away with a Kamehameha or a Gallic gun. You can't fight that with a stand.
What's it called? Jotaro can't fly and Vegeta can fly. He could just fly up and do his Ki Blast Slam.
It's because his stand can only go so far.
And even at Saiyan Saga, when Vegeta was first introduced, man was already on planet level. So, what's it called?
Don't mind us.
So, like, if he can already destroy a planet when he's first introduced, does Jotaro even stand a chance?
No.
Dang. So no. I guess Vegeta wins no matter what.
Alright.
I'm an equal fan of Jotaro. Redo.
Whole new stage. Where does this take place? Kung Fu Panda.
Poe from Kung Fu Panda. I think he wins. I'm still gonna make my case.
Wait, someone like SpongeBob.
Because I'm biased.
Grim from Billy and Mandy.
Who is that?
The Grim Reaper.
You want to give him a different opponent?
Billy and Mandy.
Versus the Kung Fu Panda?
Yes.
I'd love Poe too much. Still, I'd give him the L, but like.
If you think about it, in the third movie,
has Poe been deaf?
Poe, what's it called, can send himself to the spirit realm with his own wooshy finger hold like he does in the third movie. So if Grim Reaper kills him, he can just bring himself back.
Doesn't Poe also learn his panda thing, like he can heal?
Something like that. I've stopped watching after like...
Yeah, he has like a whole form. But you can't kill Grim Reaper.
Super Saiyan panda, bro.
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and it's fire.
You beat up Mad Rhino.
Not that Rhino, that's death.
Oh, you want to give him a different opponent because that's literal death? Let's see who's Kung Fu Panda Poe is going to fight instead of the literal incarnation of death. It will be...
The Flash. I love the Flash so much.
I actually think this is an equal fight, funnily enough.
How?
I think this is actually equal, which is funny.
No, it's not.
Actually, no, because Poe is super lazy. And then Flash is like super fast, so it's kind of fuck him up because it's like this nigga's gonna.
Whoa.
Yeah, what's it called?
I apologize for cursing. I was so much in the moment that I just didn't even realize. I'm so sorry.
Alright, but like, besides that,
so
I think Poe's losing.
But what's it called? Like, Tai Lung, he was super strong. But anything Tai Lung did, Poe would come back and like literally bounce back and hit him. Literally bounce. If the Flash punches him. It would probably happen.
But Flash has faced people that are similar like Poe.
And what's it called? All I'm saying is, I'm going to get into some nerd stuff right here. If the Flash punches somebody with fast speed, then that person will be accelerated from the fast speed, so they will be going faster than the Flash could move. Potentially.
Also.
So he could deliver a blow back to the Flash as strong as he got punched.
Also, the Flash can run on lightning. Flash can basically fly.
You guys realize that...
It does.
Works on individuals.
That people that are gods. Evil, right?
It doesn't work on gods.
Flash isn't.
Or it only worked on mortals.
Yeah.
Is Flash mortal?
I think so, technically.
Is he?
It depends
like he
on.
He could be, but I don't want to say he is and he's not.
He is, but he isn't?
If that Poe makes sense. If Poe keeps the Wushi it's over.
But like Poe is.
You don't know how strong it is.
I don't think Poe is catching
the Flash.
The Flash's finger.
That's a good point.
And on top of that, I feel like the Flash could probably just phase through him if he really wanted to.
But if you really get, but would the Flash even know that somebody like holding your finger is dangerous? The Flash would be like, "Huh, what are you doing?" And then.
But like, also the Flash isn't stupid. The Flash isn't stupid though. The Flash is smart.
He's not stupid.
He's a super
genius. He's not stupid, but he's cocky.
No, the Flash can think faster than the eyes can react. So he could already thought.
Ultra Instinct Kung Fu Panda.
Bro, don't bring up clips with me, bro. Don't. So if we're doing that. That means
bro summons bro. Look at bro summons Shenron. Bro summons Shenron.
Okay, but yeah, like if we're the Flash can run back in time. The Flash controls time.
He can control it, but he could definitely go back into it. He could not.
But the past is history, and the future is a mystery.
But Poe, bro.
But the Flash.
But Poe, he's the Dragon Warrior. And the Dragon Warrior, Flash, not what? No Dragon Warrior.
But even what? Okay, so
the Flash is pure heart.
Let's say Flash wins, right? Let's say Flash wins. Poe goes to the Spirit Realm because that's where people go when they die, as seen from Master Oogway. He can send himself back with the finger.
So can the Flash. The Flash can outrun death itself.
Why is this such a closer fight than like seemed at first?
It seems like it shouldn't be a close fight, but then when you really get technical, when it's like, yeah.
Okay, what Avengers do you think Poe could be? I think it could take out Hawkeye.
Probably like.
And Black Widow.
Yeah, I'm saying he could beat the shorties.
I think he could beat Hawkeye, maybe. Too. Hawkeye. Bow and arrow. Because, like, isn't the... One of the big things is he's so pudgy that, like, pressure points don't hurt him. So, like, arrow would just, like...
The arrow goes through him compared to hitting a pressure point different.
Yeah, you're right.
Look.
I gotta play this for y'all now. Look.
I'll give him some bamboo. Flash outrun death? Can't hear that. Flash is the Grim
Reaper of speeds. Someone tell me why every single time.
Did you know that the Flash outrun death? Black Flash is the Grim Reaper of speeds.
Speedsters are so fast that they outrun normal death. That they need their own Grim Reaper. And he outruns his own Grim Reaper.
So they can't die because. So he's immortal.
Basically.
They're both immortal.
Basically.
Basically,
look, I'll let it play for you.
When a speedster is in a near-death experience, the Black Flash appears to bring them back to the Speed Force, where they originate. The Black Flash can kill with just a single touch. Wally West attempted to run around the Earth to escape the Black Flash, but it still caught up to him. In a last-ditch effort, Wally ran through the universe and reached the end of time. At that point, death would have no meaning, causing the Black Flash to vanish from existence. Did you know that the...
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, Poe, but if he can outrun death...
But if he outruns the universe, if he runs out of the universe, that's him getting disqualified, because that's out of the stadium.
Nah.
Okay.
And if he runs out of the universe, does that mean Poe loses? Because he's still going to be there, and then the Flash is far away gone.
Also, the Flash could just suck out his oxygen using tornadoes with his hands.
That's true.
Poe can't do anything without oxygen.
Until he just goes back to the Spirit Realm and then breathes a bit and then comes back.
The Flash is probably so fast. The Flash can run through dimensions. Technically, that's just a whole other dimension for the Flash.
I think he beats Poe. Next fight.
I think so.
Next battle.
Alright.
1, 2, 3.
Two.
And you know, if you're wondering where you're getting this content, because only on Clubhouse Radio will you get a serious discussion on who would win in a fight, Poe from Kung Fu Panda versus The Flash.
Oh.
Okay.
Mordecai and Rigby.
Mm-hmm.
Versus.
You shouldn't underestimate them.
Where? They got a lot of.
Because it is a 2-1.
Oh, no, but like, have y'all not
Have you seen Ray, how scary Rigby is?
And like.
And how
like,
scary Mordecai is? Versus who?
A guy with a gun. a guy with a gun.
Mordecai and Rigby, definitely they got that. Because in the series, how many times they go against people with guns? You know how many times they...
That's true.
They like, come on, that's easy.
I'm glad we got that matchup, man.
Hold on.
I'm glad I put that on there after all.
I'm gonna look up fighting zones.
That made my day.
Look up fighting zones.
Alright. Alright, not me, I got you. I'm awful.
Cartoons. Fighting zones, cartoons.
Fighting stages? Should I leave fighting stages? Like, we could give a different one every time.
Alright. That's fitting. That's really fitting. Okay. So
I put him on there because he has unique abilities.
That's crazy. I'm gonna say this now, Lincoln, you kind of called it. So you know how, like, hold on, I'm gonna need you to get a little closer, gang, so I can hear you. Thank
What's
you.
What's happening?
All right. So
turn my mic up. I saw you turn it down.
So nah, just because we were going in the red. So look, you were right. The stage is taking off and
Namek. Explodey Namek.
It's Cell from DBZ.
Cell from DBZ? but there's so many forms for Cell.
I think you could still get somebody who beats him. If you get Gojo. Yeah.
Wait. Can I add names on here? How do I add names on here?
You can add names.
Go ahead. Okay, cool. You know what? Forget it. I wanted to put Gohan.
He's on there.
I don't see him.
He's on Gohan, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT.
Oh, yeah. I want to give him a different person.
I think that they both got...
Deadpool's immortal. He can't die.
Deadpool versus who?
Cell.
All right, well, Cell is, bro.
Cell is practically immortal.
Yeah, damn near. Because remember, in order for him to die, they had to take him to... What's it called? Planet Kai's?
But Deadpool legit can't die. Actually, can't die.
Cell eats Deadpool... him then. If Cell consumes him, then what?
But Deadpool can also really can't hurt Cell.
What if Cell consumes him?
Deadpool also really can't hurt Cell. Let's say even Deadpool has 10 times the average... 100 times the average power level of a human of 5. That's still 500 Cell. Compared to Perfect Cell's trillion. Deadpool isn't going to be able to hurt Cell, but Cell isn't going to be able to kill Deadpool.
But also, Deadpool can break the fourth wall.
I think Cell wins.
What? Do y'all not know the feats of that?
Because what's it called? In the comic book, it's canon that, what's it called? If you mess up his brain too much, it could mess up his memory. So if Cell keeps on, like, firing death beams in his brain, Deadpool's pretty much going to be like, it's sad to say, but like a vegetable.
No, it doesn't mess up his memory. No, what?
Yeah.
Look. Deadpool basically already is a vegetable because he's crazy. He's insane.
That's not a vegetable.
But look, what happens if Cell is all Cell has to do is literally consume him. Then what? You can't be unconsumed. Deadpool's
a human. Cell can absorb humans. And then Cell would literally get Deadpool's ability.
But Deadpool has gotten out of situations like that.
Where he's literally inside Cell's stomach. Nobody has ever done that besides...
17, 16.
It would probably
but
that
work. Wasn't because
exactly,
of themselves,
and they didn't
though.
Die. Yeah. So it would put him in a state of not death, which is the only way you could defeat Deadpool. So I think Cell takes it.
He sits in his stomach now. He's in his tail.
But there is an argument to be said of whether Cell can absorb people in its final form.
Are we, because, I'm sorry, if it's just final form Cell, or like any other Cell, Cell would probably have a chance. But like, I don't know.
Cell is first.
If it's anybody besides Perfect Cell, he has no chance.
He can absorb him in any, oh no. Well,
in
Cell's
Perfect
strongest.
Cell, Cell has like a power level of in the 100 millions.
Bro, Deadpool is so strong.
Bro, do you not realize Goku would fry Deadpool, right?
He can't die.
Yeah, listen, what if you disintegrate all of his atoms at once so there's no point to regenerate?
He still regenerates. He can't die. Death won't let him die.
Well. Oh, that's true. That's it.
Hold on. Who else was unkillable? Zamasu? Goku Black? What happened?
Zeno.
So, you think Zeno not gonna show his face again?
Well,
but it's not Goku versus Cell, though. It's a whole different thing. Because Goku has that button, so he really can't just pull it down. But, we're talking to Cell versus Deadpool.
I still think Cell.
Final Four. I think Cell in any form after his first form.
Hold on. I need to look up stats, bro. Now I kind of want to look up stats.
I mean, you can't compare their power levels.
I'm sorry. Cell can bench press a solar system.
And Deadpool can go comic to destroy.
He does have that fourth power.
Deadpool could legit...
I think that's the only argument you have.
Deadpool is so strong that he can legit can go to our universe and kill his writer. Deadpool can also time travel and teleport.
He does.
And he basically has the cartoon verse. I've legit seen. I feel like all Deadpool would have to do would bring up the fact how Cell isn't real. And tell him that everything that Cell has done was planned and is not real. And I feel like all he would really have to do is be like, you got beat by a kid and you died. And you never got brought up ever again.
That would make him mad. That would make him want to fight him more. And what is Deadpool gonna do against Cell? Ganging him with six Cell Juniors, just beat him on all of them.
Destroy them.
He can't just sell his Cell Junior. Cell Juniors have the same power level as Cell, which is solar system level, if not galaxy.
Do you not, bro? What do you know about Deadpool? Tell me what you know. Tell me the things you know about Deadpool.
Deadpool can't die because he pretty much cucked Death, and Death got mad at him. And he has infinite regen abilities. He got messed up from an accident. He's kind of in an in-between state of not dead and not alive. Because of the regeneration, he breaks the fourth wall, and because of that, has access to great abilities. But could he break the fourth wall completely incapacitated?
Yes.
Cell?
Yes.
I think it really goes down to that.
I want to say it's a draw. We can say it's a draw.
I know. I was actually going to say, I think at that point, we're going to have to let up to our audience decide that our town, our truth, are as an oh, you are, like you own it, because this show is just as much yours as it is us. So, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. And you want to play into a song?
Yeah. And let me just find that real fast. Oh, we can play this song. Here you go.
Listening, it isn't when you're talking for your namesake. Jesus, Mary, Magdalene, you are you okay? Sitting by the well, Jill, you're falling down the hill. Jack and everybody laugh. Won't you pray? To a cocaine Jesus in a black fall seat. I've got a man, don't need him, but you wait. Call me when you want, or just call me when you need it. If you only ever need it. Nice.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Philip Pantuzzo reports in the Times Union that Kingston's Common Council on August 1st unanimously approved a new citywide zoning code changing how homeowners, developers, and pedestrians use land in the historical city during an affordable housing crisis. Kingston Mayor Steve Noble signed the new zoning code into law on August 2nd. Noble predicted that the new code, and I quote, will encourage incremental growth and smart development across the city while preserving our open spaces. Crucially, this code reform will reduce barriers to the creation of new housing at every level and will help us combat the housing crisis, end quote. And said it is, and I quote, arguably the most significant land use decision to be passed by the Common Council since the adoption of Kingston's current zoning code in the 1960s, end quote. The new code legalizes accessory dwelling units, such as backyard cottages and I quote, in-law units, end quote, and allows multifamily duplexes, townhouses, and live-work housing types. Bartek Starodaj, the city's director of housing initiatives, said, and I quote, Kingston is pretty much built out. so you need to have a zoning code that reflects the type of flexibility that you would need to actually build within established neighborhoods, end quote. The entire state has an affordable housing crisis, and very few municipalities have passed laws or regulations to address the situation or build new housing. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Anthony Krolakowski reports for News 10 in Albany that New York's Department of Health says COVID-19 cases are increasing lately and hospitalization rates are up too. The Department of Health reports that COVID-19 hospital admissions increased 22% as of August 2nd. Reported cases are up 55%, with an average of 824 people with COVID a day statewide. Pediatrician Dr. James Saperstone said, and I quote, "We should be okay, but we have to worry about people my age, over 70, and the very young, and the people with underlying health conditions. We still haven't got our hands around it. We saw a surge last summer, but here is a different ballgame," end quote. Officials recommend washing hands often, cleaning frequently touched surfaces, wearing masks, and getting vaccinated or boosted when eligible to prevent illness. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. James Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Crandall Theater in Chatham is getting a major renovation thanks to a $323,000 grant from the Regional Economic Development Council Initiative. Chatham Film Club Executive Director Annie Brody said on August 2nd, and I quote, "This theater was built in 1926, and this is the first time it's having a major renovation. There were repairs made to the roof and to different things in the theater. I believe the marquee was last done in the 1940s or the 1960s, end quote. The theater is getting new auditorium seating, improved sound and lighting systems, a larger lobby, a street-side cafe-style concession area, a new HVAC system, and four handicap-accessible restrooms. The theater has not yet announced when the renovations will begin, which will close the theater temporarily. One of the theater's previous renovations came in 1929, when they added sound to the films. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined by
DJ Sean Money and
DJ Sosa.
There it is.
And today, we just brought you back from the news, and now we're going to bring you the newer news.
But, like, real fast, though, can we continue that conversation about, like, cars? Because I'm not going to lie. I want one. I want one. I won't. I will take out a loan.
I mean, oh, you're 18. You technically can take out a student loan, I think.
Bro,
you're 18.
But, like, that's going to be so much money to pay back.
That's why you don't get a student loan until you get yourself an occupation that
bro,
you
it's
know.
It's not even a student loan. It's just like a bank loan.
Bro, call 577. Need cash now.
JG Wentworth. 877. Cash now.
Today?
Call now.
What would you do? Well, like, if you had to pick any car, you could pick any car, one car, mm-hmm. that lasts for your life. You get the parts for it and everything. Uh-huh. What car are you picking?
What car am I picking?
Yes.
Is gas free?
No.
Ooh, I'm getting a Jetta. I'm getting a Volkswagen Jetta. I can get, like, all the parts that I want, I can get on it. Like, muffler, delete, all that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Only for 3 years. Two to three years.
Big car.
Only for 2 to 3 years.
I can only have it for 2 years?
No, you can only get the parts. Unlimited parts for 2 to 3 years.
Oh, so I'm going to just buy the parts that I need and then backup parts in case I decide to just completely crap on the car.
Let's say it's fully paid off.
Fully paid off.
Clean title. Mm.
Oh no, I'm getting a 2023 Hellcat. I'm out. I'm sorry.
Give me that.
Give me a Scat Pack.
Scat Pack?
Scat Pack.
Wide body? Wide body?
Nah, actually, nah. I want a 2023 Audi. I'm good with Audi. Audis are... Oh, hell no. I lied. Mercedes-Benz. Okay. I need me a Mercedes.
I don't want no Audi. Benz. I don't want a
2023 Mercedes-Benz with the best tip. Best all tip. Muffler delete. I'm gonna turn it into a 10-speed. Where am I?
I want me a 4-door Scat Pack.
A 4-door Scat
Pack? Nah, I want me a 4-door Red Eye. Trackhawk or something.
I want a Trackhawk.
I would want a hybrid. I want a
Caddy.
I could take gas. Caddy?
I need a Cadillac. 2023 Cadillac. Bro,
that's valid.
They are sexy.
Really?
Or a Durango. Yes.
A Durango.
I'm sorry, any 2023.
What kind of Durango?
Oh, yeah, all 2023 cars are
like, fine. You could get a 2023 Subaru.
Oh, nah.
That would be fire.
Or
because it's
2023. The Suburban. Suburbans are tough, too.
What are some
out of I would want something that could drive well in the snow, too.
I'm getting a Ram 3000. I'm getting a Ram 3500. I would never drive this truck.
You're never seeing me drive a
big
truck,
body.
Yeah.
Bro, you guys not realize not how much, drive, like, truck, how valid those are?
The only reason I would
get
a
car that could go fast,
so you
bro.
Can sit in the back. That's the only reason I would get a truck, is to sit in the back.
You could use it for work, too. Work purposes.
You're getting a truck valid to sit in the back again? That's crazy.
No, if I were to, I'm not going to. That's my point.
Bro, I need me something I could drive in a winter, but
I want
like,
something
it's clean.
I want a hybrid. I want to be able to drive electric and gas, just in case, like, you know, everything goes to hell.
Maybe like a BMW, like a 2023 BMW.
That's valid.
Type.
That's valid.
Or like, nah, you want to know what I would get? The Hellcat truck. The Hellcat truck.
Boy, that's doing too much.
Nah, because
that's
think about it.
Much.
It got the engine. It got the engine of a Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
It goes fast as a Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And you could drive it in the snow.
Yeah, but as far as... You know how expensive those
and
parts
has,
would be to replace? Especially if it has the engine of a car, but
you,
then it's
you,
a truck.
You get 3 years of unlimited parts. Cars paid off.
Oh. Okay. Now, I'm still going with my 2023 Mercedes.
Like...
my Mercedes.
I think it's a Hellcat truck, right? Hellcat.
Actually, I'm lying. I'm getting a Bugatti. They cost 2.4 mil. The cheapest Bugatti is like 1.4 million, bro.
I want a Dodge Durango 2023. I think there's a 2023 one. This one's the one I'm looking at right now is a 2021 though. But like,
hey, 2021. Anything in the 2020s? I'm jacking.
But like, bro, they just tough. Like, bro, I need that in my life. Like, a Dodge Durango Hellcat. I need to know if there's a 2023. No, what about you?
I don't know. There's so many. I don't think I could pick. Like,
yes, there is.
I don't know too much about cars either. I want something that could drive in the snow, and I want something that could take electric and gas.
Like, bro, I need you to hear what this sound like. Oh my goodness. Is there no sound to this? Oh,
yeah,
you.
Tesla. Just to crash. Just to prove that Tesla's.
You want a Tesla to crash? That. You want a Tesla to crash?
Getting in a convertible would be nice, too.
I
think the 2020.
Look. I need to know how this thing. Look, hear how this sound.
That sounds clean.
He hitting 50, 60.
I wouldn't mind if, like, a Ferrari. Brakes.
You don't a Ferrari? Do they even make Ferraris?
Yeah, there's 2023 Ferraris.
Are there? I wouldn't know. I don't know nothing about no Ferrari. Bugatti. So you're on your Andrew Tate type beat, I guess?
This is the new one.
Just getting some expensive shit.
Some expensive, John. Oh, they still do make Ferraris.
Yeah, that kind of looks tight. I like
oh, no, that's tough, but it's too low for me. That's too low for me.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to drive that shit. I would die.
It's just too low for me, bro. But, like, as of right now, it's 6:55. We got, like, 5 minutes. We could play a song for, like, 3 minutes something. 5
on the dime. We'll let's do like our closing now, and then let's just play
closing
the song.
Closing now? Yeah. No. I wanna.
Yeah.
I wanna. But I'll
to the one we favor you.
Yo, that's crazy.
Get out,
bro! Don't do that.
We are going to play music. These people have heard enough of our voices. So they're tired of hearing about cars.
Wow. Okay. Fine. So unfair. I get bullied here, guys.
No, he doesn't. He really dominates us. Put
hey, yo.
Wait. Yo, bro, we doing our
club. With that being said,
at Clubhouse Radio.
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGAC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. You can hit us up at Our Town, Our Truth, spelled O-R-U for the R, because it's just as much as your show as it is ours.
And I hope that Danny or Michael or whatever your name is listening, and that... I lost my train of thought, but like in that
we
like,
love you people.
Yeah,
stains washed with tears I cry. For the first time in a while, I can see through the lies, bringing secrets to light. How could I be so naive?
Each other.
I'm Charles. Lunch?